point here. In the presence of ego, the meaning of everything changes. That stuff which was a good tool, which is the logic in the hand of Moses, remember? But for Pharaoh, it's no good. This is what I'm talking about. That for Moses is a stick, for Pharaoh is the serpent, and so on, and so on. And everywhere is like that. Then he arrived to this verse. Suddenly, let the subject go. He said, let me talk about you. Your ego, as long as your ego is working, you should realize that you know zilch about this hidden part of the human being. As long as you are clever and logical, you understand the logic, you should realize that you know nothing about the heart of the human being. Do you remember? Why don't you have a clue about the heart? Anyone? Do you remember the story? Right at the beginning, Satan, the angel of knowledge, wanted to see what's in this human being. Remember? He went in and he found a locked door, which was the heart. And he said to God that, I cannot go in. He said, yes, nobody could go in. That's my place. Logic cannot go in the heart. Brain cannot understand the heart because heart is crazy. My brain will say, I want the best. My heart will say, the best for the lover. I don't matter. Isn't this crazy? Yes, it is. But all the people, they go and they sit down and they watch the story of Romeo and Juliet, which is a tragedy. They both die and everybody envies them. That's what this logical love is all about. Here you will say, listen, for yourself, you should understand that when your ego is happy, means your heart is absent. Because the ego is my animal part, is the enemy of the spirit. Yes, ma'am.
For signs of that vision of the light are your withdrawal from the abode of delusion. Since the bird is frequenting a briny water, it has not seen help in the sweet water. Nay, its faith is imitation. Its spirit has never seen the face of faith. Faith
means? He is making all this story, bringing the camel blah 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 to explain this point. That, are you a leader or are you a follower? And let's talk about this following stuff. This following stuff is muqallid, means you imitate someone. This taqlid is a very complicated stuff. They say, first of all, you should be muqallid. You should be imitator. No, of course. If you are the best human being on the earth, you are the best one, the entitled one, the enlightened, okay? If not, you have to follow one good one. Remember? Midrash book 1, when he says, first story is, you have to have a teacher. But that muqallid, that imitator. You could imitate like a donkey. That's not the imitation we are talking about. We are talking about imitation with research, with understanding it. Look around you. The imitators, you see them all. Where? In all the army of the religious people or ideological group, they do what? They imitate someone without really knowing what that someone is talking about. This is especially in religion. In religion, there are a lot of followers. They just follow the organization. They did it when they were fighting, killing the Muslims. They're doing it when they are violating and making love to the children. This is what's going on in the temples, right? Because there are some people that they say they are not supposed to marry, but they have sex. So, and the girls are not around, so the little boys are around. Remember the last Pope? It has the documentation was out there. All of this happens, why? Because when we say imitation, your ego will say, yes. I do exactly what he... No. You are not that fellow. You are a different person in a different situation. So you should think. This is a subject that is very delicate and it doesn't end up here. But Rumi wanted to bring it here because this is one of the main points about believing in something. You could believe just to say, yeah, I believe, and go on. Or you should really try to understand and really have it in your heart. This is the major difference here. Yes?
Hence, because of the accursed devil, the imitator is in great danger from the rogue and the brigand. Mm-hmm. When he beholds the light of God, he becomes safe. He is at rest from the agitations of doubt. The sea foam is in collision till it comes to the earth, which is its origin. The foam is earthly. It is an exile in the water. In exile, agitation is inevitable. When his eye is opened and he reads those characters, the devil hath no power over him anymore.
Repeat it again, please. Listen carefully. Yes.
When his eye is opened and he reads those characters, the devil hath no power over him anymore.
This devil, this donkey, this Satan is the brain, is my animal existence. See? When you open your eyes, means you see the light, you will become enlightened. Then that, let's say, what, the devil cannot touch you. You will be safe. You are not safe when you're listening what I'm saying and you understand it. You're safe when you really open your eyes and will see it. Because this is the point here. Yes?
Although the ass spoke of mysteries to the fox, he spoke superficially and like an imitator. He praised the water, but he had no longing. He tore his face and raiment, but he was no lover. The excuse made by the hypocrite was bad, not good, because it was on their lips, not in their hearts.
Okay, stop it, please. This is too much. It's a long, long paragraph with a very good highlights that Rumi is arriving to a conclusion somehow about taqlid, this imitation or following. This is a subject that next time we'll read it again. Means next time you come here, please read it before coming here. And pay attention that Rumi is here trying to talk about the real belief. There are two kinds of real belief. Watch your TV, you will see a demonstration And a lot of people, they are angry, they are breaking the windows and blah, 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 blah. Who are these people? Who are they really? Each individual is a normal, stupid fellow. But when they are together as a gang, they don't think about what they should do. They are careful that what the others do the same, to really imitate. This is how the gang stuff will form, really. Because they imitate each other. Then, at the same time, oh, how long spiritually I tried to imitate Mr. Jafari, who was my teacher when I was learning this. Okay. Is it good or bad? Aha, yes. When I'm imitating something which somebody is doing and I'm trying hard to understand that fellow and understand why he's doing that, if I imitate, I know what I'm imitating at least. If not, if I see a movie and I see a character over there and I imitate that character, I will be... See, this is very important here. Why? Because your imitation is there, yes. It's not imitation, but we know how Rumi is following Shams. Rumi with that status and the enormous advantages and blah, 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 suddenly the guy will change him. That's one kind of belief. The other one is to follow the group just to enjoy it. We'll talk about it, inshallah, next time. بود سقای من را یک خری گشته از مهنت دوتا چون چنبری پشتش از بار گران صد جای ریش عاشق و جویان روز مرگ خیش جو کجا از کاه خوشبو سیر نهی در عقب زخمی و سیخی آهنی میرا خوردید او را رحم کرد کاشنای صاحب خر بود مرد پس سلامش کرد و پرسیدش زهال کس چه این خر گشت دوتا همچو دار گفت از درویشی و تقصیر من که نمیابد خود این بسته دهن گفت بسپارش به من تو روز چند تا شود در آخر شهر زورمند خر بدو بسپرد فن رحمت پرست در میان آخر سلطانش بست خر زهر سو مرکب تازی بدید با نبا و فربه و خوب و جدید زیر پاشان روفته آبی زده که که به وقت و جو به هنگام آمده خارش و مارش مرسبان را بدید پوز بالا کرد که رب مجید نه که مخلوق تو هم گیرم خرم از چه زار و پشت ریش و لاغرم شب زدرد و پشت و از جوه شکم آرزومندم به مردندم بدم حال این اسبان چنین خوش با نوا من چه مخصوصم به تعذیب و بلا ناگان آوازه پیکار شد تازیان را وقت زین و کار شد زخهای تیر خوردند از عدو رفت پیکانها در ایشان سو به سو از قضا باز آمدند تازیان اندر آخر جمله افتاد ستان پایهاشان بسته محکم با نوار نعربندان ایستاده بر قطار می شکافیدند تنهاشان به نیش تا برور آنند پیکانها زریش آن خران را دید و می گفت ای خدا من به فقر و عافیت دادم رضا زان نوا بیزارم و زان زخم زشت هر که خواهد عافیت دنیا بهشت گفت روبه جستن رزق حلال فرض باشد از برای امتثال عالم اسباب و چیزی بی سبب می نیاید پس مهم باشد طلب وبتغوا من فضل الله هست وبتغوا من فضل الله هست الله هست امر تا نباید قصد کردن همچون نمر گفت پیغمبر که بر رزقی فتا در فرو بست است و بر در غفرا جنبش و آمد شده ما و اکتساب هست مفتاحی بران قفل و حجاب بی کلید این در گشادن راه نیست، بی طلب نان سنت